from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Danielle Venton, and this is the California Report. The Santa Clara County judge who sentenced a former Stanford University student to 6 months in jail for sexually assaulting an unconscious woman outside a fraternity party will no longer hear criminal cases. At his own request, Judge Aaron Persky will be swapping places with another judge and moving to civil court in San Jose next month. The judge has been under fire for the sentence he gave to former Stanford swimmer Turner, which critics said was too lenient. The leader of an effort to recall Persky said the campaign will continue despite the reassignment. Millions of Californians whose jobs don't offer them a way to save for retirement may soon have a new option. A bill approved by lawmakers yesterday would set up a state-run plan to automatically direct a small percentage of an employee's wages into a savings account. The vote came hours after the federal government issued rules allowing states to go ahead with these private retirement programs. More from KQED California politics and government reporter Marisa Lagos.
Close to 7 million Californians work but aren't offered a pension or retirement savings account through their jobs. State Senate President Kevin DeLeon has been pushing for years to make sure everyone who has a job can retire with money in the bank.
We're not just talking about people who are at the lowest economic strata. We're talking about many middle-income workers, but especially women. Many women in California are either retiring into poverty or they're working well into their 60s and 70s. And I think it's important that we provide them a modicum of dignity and respect.
On Thursday, the State Assembly approved Senate Bill 1234. It now faces one more procedural vote before heading to Governor Jerry Brown. Under the bill, workers will be automatically enrolled in a savings plan unless they opt out. The program would start by funneling 3% of earnings into a retirement account. That percentage could grow over time. DeLeon says the change won't just help those workers.
Taxpayers right now are currently footing the bill for so many types of social programs for senior citizens who are in need.
While workers can create these accounts on their own now, supporters of the bill say many don't. The biggest beneficiary, DeLeon says, will be millennials who are just entering the workforce. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.
Farm workers from throughout California protested in the Capitol Thursday after a bill they traveled to Sacramento to support failed to come up for a vote. From KQED's Politics and Government Desk, Katie Orr reports.
Hundreds of farm workers came to the Capitol to lobby for AB 1066, which would expand overtime rules for them. But the bill failed to come up after assembly leaders were unsure whether it had the 41 votes needed to pass. Afterward, United Farm Workers President Arturo Rodriguez insisted the votes were there.
The farm workers have been visiting and going out and talking to members of the state assembly all throughout the state now for weeks.
The farm workers' chants could be heard throughout the Capitol as Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon met with their representatives. Finally, Rendon emerged and reassured the crowd.
This bill has to pass, and I will do everything in my power to make sure that it does pass. We will have our vote next week.
Rendon says the bill will get a vote on Monday. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.
California legislators are also taking steps to help more foster youth. One bill would expand access to mental health services, and another would help pregnant teens prepare for the birth of their child. We have two reports today, starting with KQED community health reporter Laura Clivens.
Roughly 20% of California's foster youth live in a different county from where they were placed in foster care. That could be as many as 13,000 young people. But if they move, then the mental health support they're getting doesn't follow them. That's because the foster system requires the county where they were from to provide the services. Patrick Gardner is president of the nonprofit group Young Minds Advocacy.
Foster youth who have unmet mental health needs are the most needy citizens in the state. We have a legal as well as a moral obligation to take care of them.
A majority of foster children suffer from trauma or other mental health conditions that require therapy. Assembly Bill 1299 would ensure mental health services follow foster youth as they transfer counties. The bill has passed both houses of the legislature and returns to the Assembly for a second vote next week. For the California Report, I'm Laura Clivens.
And I'm Farida Javala Romero. Studies say young women in foster care are more than twice as likely as their peers to become pregnant by age 19. California provides additional support for foster youth when they have a baby, $900 a month. Now, a bill headed to the governor's desk would give them those funds 3 months before their baby's due date so they can better prepare. Miranda Sheffield was 18 in foster care and going into labor when she remembers thinking,
where's the crib? Where is this? Where's that? I don't have, you know, all the different necessities that I need.
Her friends gave her a car seat and bassinet before she left the hospital, but she says extra money in her pocket before her baby girl was born would have eased her financial stress, including worries about housing and food.
So we're really talking about incredibly fragile young families.
Amy Lemley is the executive director at the John Burton Foundation for Children Without Homes, which helped write the bill.
AB 1838 is... it's not going to solve everything, but it does make a really important step forward in trying to protect these young families and make them successful.
Lemley believes the extra benefit would also help pregnant foster youth access prenatal care earlier. For the California Report, I'm Farida Jafala Romero.
And that's the California Report for Friday, August 26th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers this week were Danny Bringer and Howard Gelman, with additional engineering from Jim Bennett and Seal Muller. Guy Marzorati directed the show. Nina Thorson and Tiffany Kamhai were our producers. Our editing staff included Polly Stryker, Alex Helmick, and Ted Goldberg. Ingrid Becker is our senior producer. The managing editor is Ethan Lindsay. Holly Kernan is the executive editor. And I'm Danielle Venton. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Block Construction, a builder committed to enhancing communities in the Bay Area and Central Coast. BLACH.com. Block Construction. Together, building greatness. The California Healthcare Foundation, dedicated to a healthcare system that works for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.